Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Kevin, and here's what he has to say. Hi Sandman, what do you think about the agreement between a man and a woman at the beginning of a relationship? If I pay, I lead. I have a friend who got a house with his girlfriend and they split the expenses 60% for him and 40% for her, as he makes most of the money. In return, she stays home and takes care of the two babies. They decide together on everything in the house, but my friend has the last word. Because he pays, he leads. Do you think it's a possible way to continue a relationship on a long-term basis this way? Knowing that Western culture pushes us in such different directions, because even if you pay, you risk ending up like a real loser, which has been squeezed out of all his money. And how would you recognize women that deserve such trust since I'm willing to provide for my future girlfriend, if she agrees to let me manage my full-time job at the hospital and my company effectively? Thank you for your channel. It's my daily show. Well, Kevin, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. I'll give you my thoughts about how you can find and keep a submissive woman that is nothing more than a baby incubator that you can lead, a nanny, and live-in sugar baby all rolled into one. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, the MGTOW's Guide to Retiring on 200K in Southeast Asia. Luca Vendetti is the author. He left the West taking his savings with him and achieving his goal of retirement at the age of 33. The book shows you how you can easily do the same and easily create a passive monthly income covering your expenses in Southeast Asia. It's a great book for someone like Vention MGTOW. Instead of heading to Asia and feeling overwhelmed, he could have read this and known a little bit more about what he was getting himself into. Maybe you as a man were meant to be drinking dirty martinis on the beach, taking Polaroids of ladyboys, if that's what you're into. What have you actually got to lose except your slavery to the corporate veal fattening pens? Visit MGTOWbooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats. PDF, Mobi for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Anyways, now back to the bargain with reality to keep your woman under control clown world show. Kevin, the primary reason your friend's girlfriend is submissive is because he didn't actually put a ring on it. Therefore, it's advantageous for her to be on her best behavior and let him do everything. What does leading a woman even mean? Having the final say in purchasing decisions, in which restaurants you go to, what brand of baby diapers to purchase. I've seen this sort of power dynamic in adult relationships while I was a young child in the early 80s. Guys would force their wives, women that didn't work, to justify every single purchasing decision that they made. Eventually, women got sick and tired of it, and they started to work on their own and make their own money to spend. Kevin, your buddy's woman, at some point she's going to resent agreeing to this 60-40 split when it comes to 100% of the decisions. I lived with someone that resented the 50-50 split because I ate more food than her, so that wasn't fair according to her. I should have pointed out that she used more toilet paper and that I was the one that drove to the store and went shopping for that food. So she needed to chip in for gas instead of gas coming out of her ass. Hence why all the toilet paper came in handy. Yes, Kevin, it's possible to keep a relationship like that going until she pulls the resentment grenade. You don't know when that's going to happen. Maybe she gets sick and tired of him making all the decisions and just gets a higher paying job than him and then demands that she gets to lead the relationship for a change. What would your friend do at that point? At first, she's doing a cost-benefit analysis in the relationship and probably thinking to herself, she has a choice between marrying some poor schlub of a man or cohabitate with the great man that she finds financially and sexually attractive. She can still use the children as a bargaining chip in the future, along with the sex, to get most of the things that she really wants. Plus, she's most likely going to try and wear him down with time. A guy has to be hyper-vigilant and aware of a woman's endgame at all times, and she's going to be like a 5-year-old constantly testing his boundaries while their 5-year-old children do the same. If you're fine with that, then go for it. I can't deal with the stress, the noise, and the nagging. Plus, for a woman, she's happy constantly testing you because it's like playing a slot machine. Except your mind is the slot machine, and every time she pushes your buttons, she's hoping you get frustrated and some sort of materialistic jackpot falls out of your wallet. Also, for her, as that resentment builds up, it provides drama and never-ending shit tests. Plus, a guy choosing to lead is responsible for when things go wrong, as well as when things do go right. I guess that's a bonus because in many relationships where power is shared, when things go right after a man makes the decision, the woman takes the credit. But when a woman makes a decision and things go wrong, she quite often shifts the blame onto the guy. I've always had a hard time taking the lead and making creative choices. Take, for example, trying new restaurants and new experiences. Sometimes they turn out great and sometimes they don't. You don't know how they'll turn out until you try them. So I'm a lot less likely to be experimental when I'm with someone because I don't actually want to hurt them. As for you, Kevin, you have a job at the hospital. Odds are you're not a nurse, but a doctor, hospital administrator, or anesthesiologist. So you probably have a lot of resources for a live-in sugar baby. Sure, you can make a bargain with her, let's call her Darth Vulva, but she's going to try and change the terms of the agreement at some point, if you're not careful. Is that really the way you want to live? My thinking is that over the longer term, say 5 to 10 years out, a relationship like that is going to get rocky. I prefer a power vacuum in a relationship where neither my partner nor I impose power over the other party. But when I was younger, I drank the equality Kool-Aid, and I stuck with that for most of my life, because I gave women the benefit of the doubt that they're just as equal as me. I guess that's why feminism pushing for women to have privilege over men pisses me off so much. What I discovered was that the women I was with would test my boundaries very carefully, and then at some point make a power play when they thought it was safe. That's what I suspect is going to happen with one of these so-called live-in broodmare arrangement scenarios. But at least you get children out of the deal, and she can't take money for alimony depending on where you live. If the state keeps her in check, then she might come to resent the government instead of you. Kevin, there are a lot of variables in this arrangement that might not be in your control. If you're comfortable with it, then cool. But my experience from 2 long-term relationships, where I didn't get married, was basically that women change. There's that old saying out there that men marry women hoping that they don't change, but women marry men hoping that they do change. If you're fine dealing with that dynamic, then so be it. I suspect you'll be wearing pink shirts, however, with tiny little piña colada prints on them someday, as she buys your clothes for you with your money. And you'll wonder how she ever took the lead from you. At least I know that would probably happen to me. So homie, don't play that game no more. Let her dress her dog like that or a child that she doesn't have. You also asked me how can you identify a woman like that that you can trust with being a submissive one in the arrangement. The thing about trust is, it can take decades to build it, but only seconds to destroy it. It's a leap of faith. It all comes down to how good a judge of character you are. You wouldn't be asking me if you could figure out women's personalities, if they'll betray you or not. My thinking is that with today's women, you have to operate from the default setting, that they'll betray you at some point and figure out where you're most vulnerable. The less options she has to betray you, the more likely she is to stick with the arrangement. But that presents a different problem. If she can betray you, then there's a good chance she's going to resent you. She might be with you because you provide for her, but how do you know she won't actually be looking for another man and that she's not just using you as a sperm donor and sugar daddy? I briefly dated a woman in 2014 that I nicknamed Sailor Spoon. She moved in with a guy that paid for the apartment and pets, but wouldn't give her a baby. A few years ago, she contacted me out of the blue and wants to meet me at some dog park event, and she brings her dog. She asked me later if I still want kids. This means she's trying to monkey branch away from the guy that's paying for everything to me. If I give her everything she wants, how do I know that she's not going to do the same to me later? There's the perfect example. But you're probably thinking that if she wants to have kids with you, then she won't try and get together with another man. Maybe, maybe not. Looking for guarantees with women is like looking for a guarantee that you'll win in Las Vegas. More like lost wages, as far as I'm concerned, with regards to divorce as well as the casinos. Spinning the cooch roulette wheel is a better analogy. If you land on red, she gives you head. If you land on black, she stresses you out and gives you a heart attack. A woman might agree to your arrangement, but eventually change her mind, take your kids and force you to pay child support, and then hold you hostage by asking for more money that goes beyond the child support so you have more access to the kids than the family courts might actually give you. Just because you might get lucky and find a good woman doesn't mean that you can shut your brain off to those possibilities running in your mind all the time. You take a risk either way. Maybe you end up alone and lonely with no children, but feel safe that you didn't take that risk, or you take the risk and deal with the sword of Damocles hanging over your head. Mind you, if you don't marry her, the sword isn't as sharp and it's probably not hanging directly over your head, more likely over your shoulder. So her leaving you is only going to financially maim you instead of kill you. Plus, Kevin, if you're a doctor, then you could get married and divorced 3 or 4 times and still be ahead financially over most other men that got married but never divorced. Your income stream is more stable, and that means that you don't have to worry about your retirement in future as much. But the average man in his 30s, if he ever gets fired in his mid-40s, will never work again in many cases, because corporations want young, inexperienced talent that they can take advantage of and mold. Maybe you can do that whole Rouge V thing, which is to find a submissive woman by becoming an Eastern Orthodox follower. Because by default, women that are part of the church have to submit to their husbands based on their belief system. A Western man trying to find a traditional woman in a church is like a Western man traveling to Southeast Asia or Latin America to do the same thing. Maybe he figures he doesn't have to pay for the plane ticket and can pretty much find a woman that's of a similar skin color and cultural descent at a local church. But I think those days are over. There are almost no women like that anymore. I was talking to a guy a while back from Bulgaria, and he was telling me that there were still good girls living in the mountains, in tiny villages, and they never had smartphones. Only recently got paved roads and electricity. But who the hell wants to get together with a mountain woman? She probably has fleas. But I'm sure she could give you a sweet death grip handjob on account of milking all those cow tits. If she can get the last little bit of creamy goodness out of a cow, just imagine what she can do for you. Short of kidnapping a young girl and taking her to a deserted island, with just the two of you and waiting for her to mature, there is no such thing as a submissive traditional woman anymore. In an environment like that, if she doesn't submit to your wishes, you won't hunt and she'll go hungry. If she doesn't take good care of you, then you'll die and she'll go hungry again. The fear of survival is probably the only way to have a relationship these days last a lifetime. Even 100 to 200 years ago, before modern agriculture and tractors, women couldn't plow the fields. So women had to be submissive and allow the husbands to lead, because if they didn't, he would act in passive-aggressive ways, like not producing enough food for the year, and as a result, she would go hungry. Our species evolved with women being physically dependent on men for survival, and men being dependent on women for reproductive survival and sex. Now that women aren't dependent on men for survival for the first time in history, no wonder we're in this mess where we see a war between the sexes. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Kevin for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Kevin wants to safely smash some woman and have control over her. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Gab, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the same man for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the men that try to bargain with nature and get burned by a hot pair of Hooters away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.